Federal aid helped pay for hotels for thousands of Louisianans after last year's flood. Until May, the short-term program helped people find shelter, especially low-income renters. Now, a state-managed program is still filling in the gaps, trying to give more permanent homes to families washed out last year, including a single mother in Baton Rouge. Reporter Molly Peterson has this profile.
Coming out of her brick apartment, Africa Roan strikes a pose. Not a hair out of place, her blue dress is demure to the knee, but with cutout shoulders. On her feet are matching blue Keds, in her ears, enormous silver hoops. Her smile is nervous.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Looking to impress, she's also looking for another place to live, her fifth since the flood. The waters last August didn't just fill up the place she and her two-year-old daughter were staying. They drowned her car, too. Now she depends on others for rides. The bus, friends, and on this day, a reporter in a rental car.
It's out of your way.
It is nice in here.
It is nice in here.
Yeah, this push button, like, I don't even understand what's going on right now.
A beneficiary of Louisiana's Rapid Rehousing Program, she's been living in the Brightside neighborhood since the holidays. She just about had the hang of the bus schedule when the bank foreclosed on her current landlord. So Africa is starting over again.
There's nothing really available, so like when you find something, you really have to get on it.
20 minutes later, we're in Spanish Town, blocks from the Mississippi, touring a modern complex called the Elysian.
Let me grab a key, okay?
Tight since Katrina, the regional rental market is even tighter now. Demand's up, and so's the rent.
But the one that I want to show you is mine.
But big new managed buildings like this one have saved room for rapid rehousing tenants, for good reason. The state of Louisiana will pay fair market rent for Africa for a year. The property manager, Ms. Washington, shows off perks like brushed steel appliances and faux wood floors.
Some people put their bed headboard here, some people put it here. It just depends on your preference.
And then a dresser could fit right here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Africa is less enthusiastic. Applying costs money she doesn't have. She doesn't know the area, she doesn't have reliable childcare, and without reliable transit, she hasn't been able to hold on to a job. The problems pile up.
I mean, it's hard just trying to get everything back together. You got help, but you don't got help. You see what I'm saying?
When she does have a job, the state will require her to pay half the rent. At almost $1,000 a month, this place may be bigger than she can handle.
I don't know if this meant for me or not. Like, I don't know.
It may seem straightforward, but decisions like this one are hard for her clients, says Addie Duval. She's the regional director of the Rapid Rehousing Program, a private contractor to the state.
They do. They have to find, where am I going to shop now? Where's my new bank? Where's my new church?
Disasters rough up some people's lives more than others. Four times as many people have come to Addie's counselors as originally planned. As heavy rain and floods happen more frequently, Duval says more vulnerable people aren't fully recovering.
When there's a storm coming, whether it's just it's supposed to be heavy rain, people get really nervous. So their anxiety levels go up. So I think that people, as it has impacted them more, when smaller things happen, they automatically think of the worst.
Africa says that's true. She obsesses over decisions, but she also has trouble concentrating. On the northern side of Baton Rouge, a gated complex by Airline Highway, we check out another apartment. Here, too, phones are ringing off the hook. As we have at every stop, we run into people looking for a place to live.
What, that's our third person? Fourth person?
Mm-hmm.
At least I feel as if I'm not the only one, but golly.
In the front office, Africa sighs over her paperwork and almost gives up a few times.
Ooh, let me make sure I have all my stuff. Hold on.
But she doesn't, because there's an open apartment, second floor, near the highway, smaller and cheaper than the first. Africa is practically holding her breath as she steps into a big living room with good light. Soon enough, she nods, slowly.
I like it. I didn't see nothing that I didn't like.
A bedroom for her, a smaller one for her young daughter. She doesn't know the neighborhood or the neighbors, but she imagines this could work.
I knew it was going to take some time, but I didn't think it was going to take this long.
Her application approved, Africa is learning new buses. These days, she's obsessing over how to find a job. For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Molly Peterson.
The Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.